Michaela Clements from St Catherine's Hospice. Good afternoon and welcome to Suzy Radio.
Hello, thank you very much for inviting me along today. It's great to be here.
It's lovely to have you here. We're just going to keep a little bit of the tea break music going in the background for a while. And now, you've been involved with St Catherine's for how long?
I've been a member of staff at St Catherine's for the last year, but I've been aware of the amazing work that it does in the community for my whole life, really.
And how did you actually become involved? Did you apply for a job or what happened there?
Yes, exactly. I applied for a job and I was lucky enough to get one, so...
And you've been there for 12 months now, and what's the actual job that you do at the hospice?
I'm the fundraising assistant at St Catherine's Hospice, and I work with the events, community and supporter services teams. So I look after lots of events preparation for events like the Spinathon, which I'm sure we're going to talk about.
That's why you're here.
And I also help the community team look after new initiatives such as Bake a Fortune.
Tell us about that.
Well, this month St Catherine's has launched Bake a Fortune, which is a brand new way to raise funds with friends and family. And it's encouraging people to hold bake-off events and bake sales with the proceeds coming to St Catherine's Hospice. So you can sign up online for a free pack that gives you everything you need to hold a great bake-off or cake sale. And we're lucky enough to have Kat Dresser, who's a local resident and Great British Bake Off 2012 contestant, lending a hand to us. So.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, we'll make sure that you leave those details with me at the end of the show, and we'll get those on the station reads for next week. Now, I suppose we ought just for a moment to focus on the basic work that any hospice does. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah. St Catherine's Hospice provides care and comfort to terminally ill local people and their friends and family across Sussex and Surrey. And that covers approximately 500,000 people. So we provide care for around 1,700 adults every year. And that's either in our inpatient unit, in our ward in Crawley, at our two-day hospices in Crawley and Caterham, or in the comfort of their own homes, because actually 80% of our patients are cared for in their own homes. And every day we need to raise £15,000 to continue to be there for people when they need it most.
Right you are, and clearly that's what the Spinathon is aiming to do. You've been heavily involved in the organisation of the event, have you not?
Yes, that's right. Our Spinathon is a brand new fundraising event for St Catherine's Hospice. It's for spin newcomers and hardened spinners alike, and it's going to be taking place at Donnings Leisure Centre on the 1st of March.
Can I just ask, as a complete and utter layman who has very occasionally graced the gym with his presence, but you can see from where you are, I've got a splendid radio figure. This is what a layman like me would call an exercise bike in a gym, yeah?
That's right. They are static exercise bikes. And you normally do between 30 and 45 minutes of spinning. But the great thing about spin is that you can choose your resistance. So it's completely up to you how you want to complete your workout. So that's why it's perfect for everyone to get involved with.
So the event is on Saturday the 1st of March, and if I'm right, it's running from midday till about 8 in the evening, loose outside parameters. Tell us how it's going to operate and how people can get involved.
So we've got two types of sessions going on during the day. The first session is pedal power hours. So you can come along and spin as hard as you can. And if you want something a bit more relaxed, want to come in fancy dress perhaps, then come along to our disco spin hours, which start at 4:30 until 7:30. So you can do as many or as few sessions as you wish. And it's only £10 a session.
And people should contact you in advance to sign up?
Yeah, exactly. You can sign up online, which is www.stch.org.uk/spinathon, or you can call 01293 447 364.
Excellent. And what sort of figure would you be anticipating one participant might be able to raise, say, as a ballpark average?
Well, it would be amazing if every spinner could raise at least £50. As I said, we need to raise £15,000 every day to keep the hospice running as we do. So all of that together will add to that sum.
That's absolutely brilliant. And of course, it's still sort of the new year. There'll only be 2 months of the new year gone. So I suppose this is a little added incentive to a bit of new year fitness as well. So let's just recap. We've got the professionals in lycra body suits and so on and so forth doing the serious stuff from 12:30.
Yeah, exactly. And all the sessions are going to be led by great, fully qualified and very enthusiastic instructors. So, I mean, really, there's not much else to do except for sign up. So
even if you're a beginner, you can go to the push yourself session if you like, and you'll get guidance.
Of course, yes. And the good thing, as I said before, with spin, is that you can set your own resistance. So it is completely up to you how far you push yourself.
Indeed, but maybe a little bit of practice in advance might be a good idea.
I don't think, yeah, there's anything wrong with practicing before. No,
I think if I was on an exercise bike these days, my knees would last about 7 seconds and that would be the end of it. I'd have to send for the afternoon stroll pussycat. He's called Winston, but four legs probably don't quite work on an exercise bike. So fancy dress, then, that really is an open house party, is it then, at that stage?
Yeah, exactly. And the great thing is that some of our spin instructors are allowing us to give them requests for their favourite tunes to add to their spin tracks. So we've got until the 24th. So if you've got a particular song in mind that you want to be played during your hour, then let us know for a donation of your choice.
Right you are. Well, we'll do all the numbers and bits and pieces when we wrap up in a few minutes' time. I have to say that one or two of our younger Suzy Radio team members have got involved in a bit of spinning at one or two events that we've been to. So you never know. We might see if we can get one or two of the bright young things along for you. Now, I understand that when you've done your session or sessions, there are a few little awards, a few little goodies at the end of the show.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone will be rewarded with refreshments and a certificate to say thank you so much for taking part, and so you can show all of your supporters how well you've done during your spin session.
That's brilliant. So there's actually something to take away, as well as a few aching limbs and dodgy joints. I think it's an absolutely wonderful initiative, and let's just remind everybody once more where it's taking place.
So it's going to be at Donnings Leisure Centre on the 1st of March, from 12 noon.
Just there on the Linkfield Lane roundabout between Redhill and Reigate. Now, we've asked you, as usual, to choose a record for your own folks and for the good listeners out in Suzyland, and you've chosen something that's really very appropriate.
Yeah, I've kept on the spinning theme, and I've chosen Kylie Minogue, Spinning Around.
Kylie Minogue, and how appropriate is that for a conversation about spinning? That's called Spinning Around. Michaela, who's that for?
That's for the fundraising team back at St Catherine's Hospice and all of our spinners.
Jolly good, and they'll be spinning away at Donnings in the very near future. I was just thinking while we were listening to Kylie and Michaela, is there a general friends and supporters group of the hospice?
Yes, we're very lucky to have 19 different friends groups around our catchment area who, as well as raising funds for St Catherine's Hospice, raise awareness of our work. And they run a huge range of activities, from balls to garden parties to coffee mornings and street collections. And together they raise about £200,000 each year.
That's wonderful. And if it's a question of 19 different groups, does that make the best way for the public to make an approach to go to the website?
Exactly, yes.
And can you just remind us of the St Catherine's website address?
Our main website is www.stch.org.uk.
Jolly good. And they'll find the separate groups listed there and lots of other things, no doubt. We've mentioned your bake-off. Anything else you'd like to tell us about quickly by way of up-and-coming events? If not, don't worry.
Just to say that we were lucky enough to open a brand new shop in Oxted last Saturday. And while St Catherine's cares for people in that area, we haven't actually had a shop there before. So we're really looking forward to the local people coming along by and supporting us by donating or dropping in to see what they might like to purchase.
Excellent. That's just out on the eastern fringe of our Susie transmission area, but people, I'm sure, will head east to the shop in Oxted. Now, let's wrap things up and just tell the good folks again precisely how they get involved in the Spinathon.
To get involved in the Spinathon, you can either book online, which is www.stch.org.uk/spinathon, or you can call us on 01293 447 364.
Michaela Clements from St Catherine's Hospice, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks very much for having us.